Okay, so you've been checking me out at the gym for like the past 2 weeks. At first, I tried my best to ignore you. I mean, you're a few inches shorter than I am, and I can definitely tell by your waistline that you don't exercise much. But a few days ago, I was having a conversation with my friends about a party. I had zoned out and randomly glanced over in your direction. You're encircled by a group of tall, fit gym babes like myself. Their toned flat six packs made your round stuck out belly look positively inflated in comparison. At that moment, my friends just happened to be discussing how to best inflate balloons. As the fit girls around you continued their workouts, I began to see that your belly wobbled every time they did a rep. As they exercised, I began to imagine your body slowly growing rounder and rounder with each rep. As if the girl's sweaty physical exertions were slowly pumping you up. I began to imagine that they were inflating you, like a balloon. I know it's rather silly. By the time my friends decided on which size balloons to buy, I had imagined you completely filled out. You were just a full, wide, spherical blimp boy, surrounded by a group of absolute bombshells, much taller and stronger than you could ever hope to be. Then one of my friends spoke about how she loved to fill balloons with bright confetti or glitter. At this point, you just happened to look over in my direction. She explained that when we popped it, it would make a really pretty explosion that would just go all over us. In that instant, I turned away from your gaze and I slowly bent over a little because I knew you were looking. I closed my eyes as I imagined you. A big, fat, blimp boy, surrounded by sexy bombshells, trying your best not to burst from the overcharged sexual atmosphere that had inflated you so rapidly. But you made a critical mistake leering at me, my friends. Our bodies maximize the flood of sexual tension within you, causing you to lose focus and pop like an overinflated balloon. With a bright wave of confetti and glitter engulfing all the sexy girls in your vicinity. It was pretty orgasmic. I giggled a little as I imagined all those life beauties nonchalantly brushing your sex-exploded confetti off their wobbly double Ds. That was the first time I imagined you sex-exploding. It's like, I'm such a sexy little fit girl around fat boy like you, can't help but inflate as you become more and more aroused looking at me. That's what I really love about it. I love the idea of sexy fit girls like me making round fat boys like you sex-explode randomly all over campus. It's really not that hard to imagine. I mean, have you looked around lately? The average boy on campus is an absolute blimp. There's something intensely amazing in watching all the freshman girls growing taller, stronger, and sexier, while all the freshman boys blimp out like a bunch of balloons in between them. The thought of you big, round, fat balloon boys trying desperately to wobble out from between two absolute bombshells before they squeeze and sexplode you into confetti makes us drip with anticipation. Sexplosion fetish. The desire for inflating and popping on the big fat balloon boys like yourself is a lot more common than you might at first imagine. I would say all the fit girls have some latent understanding. The thought of fit girls like me making fat boys like you balloon and sexplode into a million pieces of confetti gets us wet every time. All we have to do is a few sexy little things to turn you boys on, and the more turned on you boys get, the more you inflate. And that turns us girls on. In no time at all, we've blown you boys up like a bunch of big fat balloons. So we girls do the most sexy things we can think of to push you guys over the edge and finish you off. And it's pretty easy for me because I know exactly what turns you on. You just can't keep your eyes off my big, beautiful bottom. Especially when I'm bouncing on an exercise ball. I like to imagine myself growing even taller, stronger, and fitter with every bounce. Soon I pop my muscle ball and I need a replacement. I spot you, easily. A round, full fat boy balloon to perfection, trying your best not to pop like an overinflated balloon. I am a giant test towering over you. I turn in my lower, big, beautiful bottom right on your face. Then I start bouncing. With each bounce, I'm still getting taller, stronger, and fitter. But I'm not the only one. With each descent, you can feel yourself getting rounder and rounder, fuller and fuller, wider and fatter, inching closer and closer to the inevitable. I suddenly jump off and flip you onto your back, coming down hard on your cock and straddling your overinflated middle with my thighs, squeezing your belly full force with my arms as I look my beloved balloon boy in his face. You see your gigantic goddess's gaze for only an instant. The extreme pressure, sexual and physical, forcing a tremendous release of cum into me, just as you explode with a thunderous, deafening bang. Anyway, I wanted to invite you to my friend's party. There's going to be lots of big balloons, and I wanted to bring one of my own. Are you interested?